This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to a tafsir of the Quran, alhamdulillah, in this beautiful month of Ramadan. We finished Surah Az-Zumar, alhamdulillah, and we had some really amazing parts of the Surah, alhamdulillah. And perhaps you can catch on my microphone some thundering that is going on here in Malaysia, alhamdulillah. A beautiful weather in this beautiful month of Ramadan. We have with us Surah Maryam. And it is a surah that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just before the migration to Habasha. And how do we know that? Because Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was reported to have recited this surah or parts of the surah to the Ethiopian king Najashi rahimahullah. And because of this, we know that the hijrah to Habasha took place in the fifth year, which is the third stage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time in Makkah. And at that year, of course, a lot of persecution, a lot of troubles, a lot of torture had started. People would, whoever did not have a clan or did not have a people supporting him, then people would persecute them. People would not pay them if they took their services. People would keep them without food if they were in prison. Bilal was, as you know, had a big stone put on him just because he said Ahadun Ahad. So all of the persecution had started. And so the Prophet ﷺ had encouraged people to go to Habasha. And initially, the number of people that went were about 4 women and 11 men. And then the number reached about 83 or 84 men and 11 women. And the numbers were then removing, and then and there was only about 30 or 40, about 40 people left with the Prophet ﷺ after all these muhajireen had made hijrah to Habasha. And so as a result, the Quraysh were very, very worried. So what did they do? They sent off an emissary with smart talking people. And the son of Abu Jahl and a few others went all the way to Habasha in order to convince the king to return these people back. But alhamdulillah, that Najashi was wise and he didn't fall for it. And he didn't listen to his people in the courts, because the people in the courts were bribed by the Quraysh. And what did they do? They said, okay, let me hear out both sides of the story. So he said to the other side, okay, speak up and tell me what is this so-called new religion that you have come upon. And so they recited Surah Maryam. And that is why after this, An-Najashi rahimahullah took the straws that were on the ground and he said, Wallahi, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam is not more than what you have said about him to the extent of these straws. He's not more than what you have said about him. To the extent of these straws, meaning you have said exactly about Isa ibn Maryam as he was, mashallah. Can you imagine how Allah has changed the situation? Today Ethiopia is seeking, or its refugees are seeking refuge in other countries, and we look at Ethiopia as a poor country, but at that time Khalij, you know, was doing hijrah, or people in the Hijaz were doing hijrah to Africa because of its lush green forests and because of its produce and because of its wealth, alhamdulillah. And this is how تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the days that Allah changes around. That country that is supreme today will be poor another day, and that is poor today may be supreme another day. Subhanallah. So this is Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam is called Maryam because of the story of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam in the first few verses, alhamdulillah. And also, what is amazing is to note that the surah talks about Maryam, but there is no surah about, let's say, the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to show you how the mother of Isa alayhi wasallam is more regarded than the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. Also, to show respect that Islam respects other religions, and therefore Christians should not take Islam as a mockery or with hatred, but should genuinely look into Islam and really find within Islam some of the answers that they are actually missing, and some of the distortions that happened in the Bible, they will find it purely presented here in the Quran, alhamdulillah. Okay, so let's get started inshallah with Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, first we'll talk about the story of Yahya with Zakariya. Zakariya was one of the prophets of God. They came to the Jews at that time, and he was a prophet of God, not a messenger. He made dua to Allah for a son. Allah gave him another prophet as a son, who was Yahya, who also lived at the time of Isa ibn Maryam, and was a disciple and friend of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, and helper And both Zakaria and Yahya were killed by the Jews, and they tried to kill Isa and Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, but they could not do so, and Allah raised him up unto him. Then Allah will talk about some of the other prophets of God, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, with Ismail, some of the other prophets of God, a little bit about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then thereafter Allah will finish off Surah Maryam by talking about those people who have taken other gods other than Allah, and how Allah will test them and punish them and will judge them for what they used to do, inshaAllah. Kaf ha ya ain sad. Kaf ha ya ain sad. Allah just starts off this miraculous surah by mentioning some of the miraculous words of this surah. Kaf ha ya ain sad. And as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah talks about 15 opinions of the scholars on what these words mean. And the strongest opinion, inshaAllah, is that it refers back to the Quran, because right after this verse, right after it comes the mention of the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ كَافْ يَا عَيْنْ صَاد ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا, meaning in this book is the remembrance of the slave of Allah, Zakariya. حَامِيم تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. So we find that right after these miraculous words comes the mention of the Quran itself. طيب. So the next verse Allah says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ. This is the Quran that contains the ذِكْرُ, the remembrance of رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ, the mercy of your Lord, عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا, his slave Zakariya, meaning the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of Zakariya, or the mercy that Allah gave to his slave by the name of Zakariya alayhi wasalam. Zakariya was a young priest, and he was a prophet of God at the same time. He was the head of the priests, and he was a prophet of God, and he came to a time where the Jews used to live in Jerusalem, and these Jews had places of worship which were their temples, and Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them to confirm what was already said to them, right? So the difference between a prophet and a messenger, so Zakariya and Yahya were prophets, but Isa the Maryam was a messenger. The difference is that the Jews believed in Zakariya. They believed that Zakariya was a true prophet, and they believed that Yahya was a true prophet, but they still killed them, right? They still killed them because Zakariya and Yahya told them not to do the excesses and the haram that they were doing. But Zakariya and Yahya did not come with a new Sharia. They came with the same Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, and they reaffirmed what was in the Torah and what was in the Zabur and Torah. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was a messenger, because they did not believe in Isa. Why did they believe? Because they said, how can this be a true man? He must have been, Maryam must be unchaste. How can a person be born without miraculously? So they decided to not believe that Allah could create someone miraculously. And so as a result, they believed that Isa ibn Maryam was actually an illegitimate child. And as a result, they said, no illegitimate child can ever be a prophet of God. And so they decided to disbelieve in him, even though they saw righteousness and they saw miracles and they saw all of this. And even the other prophets of God, of Yahya and Zakariya, were their friends. So even then, they didn't believe, subhanAllah. طيب. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. When he called upon his Lord, Nida'al, a calling which is khafiyah, which is quiet and in secret. And this verse shows that when we call upon Allah, it shouldn't be, Ya Allah! You know how sometimes, Arafat, Ya Rabbi. In Arafat, it's a madness sometimes, and sometimes I have to put things in my ears because I'm trying to, in the last hour of Arafat, trying to make dua, and people are on their, microphones. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وفي الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. What sort of dua is this, guys? This is not a dua, this is a stunt, a performance, an acting drama. And it's very disliked to behave like this. You want to make dua? Say nida an khafiyya. And that's why it was once reported that, and it happens when people are making dua, they're getting like, Ya Allah, we want it now, Ya Rabbi, now. So because of that, their voice raises up and the emotions are heightened. However, it was also reported once that the Prophet ﷺ, whilst he was with the Sahaba, they also raised their voice in making dua. So the Prophet ﷺ told them, Ya ayyuhan nas, irdu ala anfusikum. O people, take control of yourselves. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّنْ وَلَا غَائِبًا. For indeed, you're not calling upon someone that is asamman, meaning the one who cannot hear, or غَائِبًا, meaning someone who is absent. إِنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا قَرِيبًا مُجِيبًا. Verily, you are calling upon someone who can hear, someone who will answer, and someone who is able to, and he is close to you. Then he said, he continued this hadith in Bukhari, and he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَهُ, verily the one that you're calling upon, which is Allah, is أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ عُنُقِ رَاحِلَتِكِ, are closer to you than even the neck of your riding beasts. As you are riding on the beast, how close is the riding beast? This is how close Allah is to you. Meaning, when you're close and calling upon Allah, Allah comes closer to you with His essence. And so as a result, He's close to you, whilst with His knowledge He's everywhere, but with His essence He's close to you. And when you sin, He is far away from you. But when you're making dua to Allah, you're close to Him. So as a result, you hold yourself, you don't have to shout and scream. Allah can hear you and Allah is close to you. طيب. So he called upon his Lord, Nida and Khafiya. He called upon his Lord in a very soft, gentle way. He said, Qala. What did he say? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to teach us how the prophets of God made dua. And the prophets of God made excellent dua because they knew what Allah wanted to hear and how Allah would accept dua. And that is why here, Allah's messenger is going to tell us, Allah's prophet is going to tell us how to make dua with tawassul through mentioning your situation. So tawassul is of four types. The fifth one is haram, okay, which is to do tawassul with someone who is dead. But four types of tawassul is allowed. Number one, tawassul by mentioning Allah's names and attributes. And that means, O Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Kareem, Al-Azim, Al-Qawi, Al-Qahhar. So all the names and attributes of Allah. That's number one. Number two is by mentioning your difficult situation. Oh Allah, look at me, I'm fakir, I've become old, my bones have become weak, my wife is barren. Oh Allah, I don't have a child. Oh Allah, people are insulting me. Oh Allah, look at my situation, I'm in prison. Oh Allah, I don't have a job. You know, this is how you gain Allah's sympathy and His mercy, by mentioning your miserly state and how high Allah is and how low you are. Number three is by mentioning your good deeds. Oh Allah, إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, we have believed, so forgive us. Right? So therefore, the third way of permissible tawassul is to mention your good deeds, and ask Allah that if you did it sincerely for Him, then to reward you. And number four, finally, the fourth way is to ask a righteous person to make dua for you. So someone who's righteous, a scholar of Islam, an imam of a masjid, ask him, Akhil Kareem, make dua for me. Someone going for Umrah, someone who's been for Hajj, make dua for me, right? So this is permissible, inshallah. These are the four permissible ones. The fifth one, which is impermissible, is to make tawassul through a dead person. And this is impermissible. And there is no evidence for this at all in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he called upon his Lord in silence, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَبَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. He said, Rabbi, my Lord, إِنِّي وَحَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones have become frail. وَاسْتَأَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My hair has become grey, meaning I've become old. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. And you have never ever rejected my dua. You have always answered my dua, Ya Rabbi, you are so generous, so kind. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. And I am afraid of مَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي, those who will inherit after me, that they will not carry on this message after me. I'm genuinely afraid, Ya Rabbi. Companions are not strong. The people around me are evil. There are people here who change the word and who will destroy the message. So I am very afraid that my legacy will not continue. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ I'm afraid that I will be barren and no one will inherit after me. وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا And my wife is barren. Right? So he's telling Allah secretly. And this is why, you know what? When I read this, it reminds me of us needing to have a conversation with Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Rabbi, You are so great. Oh Allah, You're so merciful. You're so kind, Ya Rabbi. Thank You for everything that You've given for me. Oh Allah, every good that has touched me or anyone else, and this is directly from You, there is no partners I associate with You. Oh Allah, Ya Rabbi, I don't have money and wealth. Oh Allah, You know what has happened to me. I lost my job. Oh Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I don't have a family. My children that was from the other family have left me. Oh Allah, I am also diseased. I have cancer. I have this, I have that. Right? So this is You having a chat with Allah. Have a chat with Allah. By the way, that dua is not me, alhamdulillah. I don't have cancer and I'm well, alhamdulillah. But you mention your specific things and have a conversation with Rabbana, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is exactly what Zakaria is teaching us here. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا My wife is definitely barren. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا So please, from yourself, هَبْلِي, give me a hiba. Hiba means a choicest gift. Hiba is like, for example, you know what, like I can give my brother here, Rehan, I can give him a gift. But then hiba is like, no, Rehan, for you, you're a special friend. I'm going to give you a special gift. So yeah, go into my room, and I bring a very special gift out that is covered and in presence, and I bring that out and I say, here you go, that's for you, right? So that's a hiba, that's a special gift. Or everyone's eating, no, you guys are not eating here, come with me. You take him by the hand, you take him to the special room and say, here is a banquet for you, special food for you, yeah, because you're a special friend for me. This is called a hiba. So, فَحَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ So give me a present, a special gift from you, a waliya, someone who will be a wali for me, a friend and a close companion for me. يَرِثُنِي And he will also be my inheritor. يَرِثُنِي He will inherit from me. وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ And he will inherit from the family of Yaqub. What will they inherit? Tawheed. What will they inherit? Hidayah. What will they inherit? Risala, the messengership. So they will inherit this. And so here Zakaria is asking for his son to be a prophet. And he's asking for his son to be upon the same guided path as himself and as his forefathers, Yaqub and others. So he said, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا And oh Allah, make him رَضِيًّا, make him very, very soft-hearted, beloved to me, my beloved son. Ya Salam. SubhanAllah. Ya Zakaria. So straight away Allah's answer comes. And so that's why, brothers and sisters, we should be making dua, especially if you cannot have children. And even if you have children, we want more. Make dua like the dua of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam. طيب, he said, Ya Zakaria, O Zakaria, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Verily we give you the glad tidings of a ghulam, of a young boy. Ismuhu Yahya, his name is Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. We have not put anyone who has ever had that name. Yahya, what does it mean? The one who, Yahya, the one who is alive and the one who gives others life, right? What was the life that he was giving? The life he was giving was the knowledge. The fact that he was bringing hidayah, and this hidayah is knowledge and it's life. It gives life to people who are dead. It gives guidance to those people who are misguided. طيب. So لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّ We've never ever called anyone by this name. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ قَالَ He said, so Zakaria is surprised because he said, Ya Rabb, how am I going to have a son? Because he thought that Allah would send him perhaps, you know, a little boy. But now Allah said it's going to be in the belly of your wife. So he said, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونِ غُلَامٌ He said, how will I ever have a son? وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا And my wife is barren. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ عَتِيًّا And I've attained old age. I'm hardly able to impregnate my wife. How am I going to have that? Right? And so here Allah is going to say, it's going to be the same miraculous way by which we're going to give the miracle of Isa, we're going to give the miracle of Yahya. طيب. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيٍّ In the same way has your Lord said this, and he says, هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيٍّ This affair is easy upon me. easy upon Allah. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. And we have created you, O Zakariya, whilst you are nothing. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةً. He said, oh my Lord, give me a sign of acceptance. Give me a sign of this. قَالَ آيَتُكَ. Saying, your sign is لَا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَةَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّةٍ. And your sign, O Zakariya, is that you will not speak or be fasting from speech. You will be unable to speak for 3 days except for pointing. So this will be a sign to the people that Zakariya will be having a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. So he came out of his mihrab to his people. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِ أَن سَبِّحُ بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. So it was revealed to him to praise Allah بُكْرَةً, after the Fajr prayer, before sunrise, وَعَشِيًّا, and once the sun is going down, which is in the evening and at night. So here, Zakariya is being asked by Allah Azza wa Jal to keep on praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of talking, to continue to praise Allah so that Allah's favor becomes true for him, so that inshallah ta'ala he truly becomes worthy of the miracle that he has asked for. Ya Yahya, khudhil kitaba biquwwa. So Yahya is born now, and now he begins to grow up. So Allah tells him, Ya Yahya, O Yahya, khudhil kitaba biquwwa. Take the book in strength, meaning take this path to preaching. Make sure you become a preacher to the path of Allah. And some said this book refers to the Injil that is sent to Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Others said the book of that was said before already, the book of the Torah and the Zabur. Others said no, every prophet was sent with a book, and here what is meant is the book of Yahya himself, the command of Allah Azza wa Jal to Yahya, and this is the book. So خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. We gave him wisdom whilst he was a sabi, whilst he was a young boy, whilst he was still in the suckling child, and he was just becoming a young lad. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. And he would be hanan, meaning a very beloved person, very beloved child from us. وَزَكَاتًا. And he would be pure, and he would be able to grow because of his purity. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا. And he was indeed God-fearing. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And he was righteous with his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he was not jabbaran, meaning he was haughty and proud, and عَصِيًّا, meaning disobedient to his parent. So Zakariya was a perfect akhlaq. With Allah, his relationship was strong. With his parents, relationship was strong. And he was perfect in his ability to know what his role was and to carry it out. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ. So peace be upon him. يَوْمَ وُلِدْ. On the day that he was born. وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ. And the day that he will be raised up again. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And the day that he will be brought back on the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah. This is the story of Yahya. Alhamdulillah. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. And remember in the book Maryam. And Maryam was the daughter of the wife of Imran. Imran was one of the head priests of the Jews at that time. And she was very righteous, the daughter of Imran. The wife of Imran was very righteous. And so as a result, she decided to consecrate whatever is in her belly to Allah. And so she had a daughter, and she was surprised because she thought she would have a son. Because how much can girls do? But then Allah wanted to prove the girls can do a lot. And so as a result, Allah made Maryam very righteous, accepted Maryam into his fold, and made Maryam very, very righteous. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. And remind in the book Maryam. إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. When she took away, because she felt some pangs in her body, and so she took away from her family a little bit, مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا, a little bit to the west. Why did she do that? Because she wanted to remember Allah alone. She wanted to remember Allah with herself, without any further nonsense from the people. And she wanted to make dhikr of Allah and praise Allah on her own. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. So she protected herself. And that's the state of a Muslim woman. She protects. She took a hijab. And here the hijab is not meant by that, the covering of the body. What is meant is that she took a hijab, which is the house, and she protected herself in the house. And that shows, Ikhwani, that hijab is actually a way of life. Hijab is not just a dress, it's a way of life. If a sister is wearing a scarf, but then she's shaking hands with a man, that's not hijab. If a sister is wearing hijab, but then she's in a disco, or she's, you know, frivolous, and she's speaking to the other gender as if there is simply no other barrier, sitting on a table where alcohol is served, going to pubs, doing business meetings, one-to-one, separately, secretly, you know, one-to-one with a man, that's not hijab. That's not hijab. That isn't the role of a Muslim woman. Hijab is shyness. Hijab is shyness. It is a barrier. It's shyness. And shyness is clothing shyness. Shyness is behavior shyness, right? And that is what hijab is. So let's redefine hijab and ask our sisters. And we know how difficult it is. Wallahi, sisters in Islam, we only taste a little bit of it with this beard. But I know how difficult it is to wear the hijab and keep it covered in the heat and the sweat and the difficulty and then the abuse of the people because if you're wearing a hijab, subhanAllah, only Allah can reward you. May Allah reward my sisters in Islam for tolerating and having sabr with the persecution of people about women wearing hijab. طيب. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. So we sent to her our ruh, meaning Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he was called ruhana. That means therefore Allah is praising Jibreel and honoring him by calling him our special spirit. رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا صَوِيًّا. So the spirit did not come in the form of an angel, came in the form of a man in every way. تَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا صَوِيًّا. A perfect human being, and in a male form. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ. She said, I seek refuge in Allah, مِنْكَ, from you, إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّا, if indeed you are God-fearing. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. What did she say? And you know, at that time, can you imagine how righteous they were? And she was screaming. What did she do? She just said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْكَ. Yeah, and that shows that this is how we should be. We should be seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all evil, and that is how Maryam was teaching us. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. She said, I am just a messenger from your Lord, the Ahabak, so that I may reward you and give you the knowledge of غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا, of that you will have a غُلَام, a son, which is zakiya, which is indeed righteous. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونِي غُلَامِ. She says, how can I have a son? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. And no human being has ever touched me. وَلَمْ أَقُ بَغِيَّا. Nor am I ever a prostitute. I'm not a prostitute. How can I have it? And so therefore, what did she say? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيٍّ. This is the same that Allah has said. It is, Allah says, it is easy upon me. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And so that we may make him a sign for mankind. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And a mercy from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. And this is an affair which has already preceded and has been already decided. Brothers and sisters, here Allah Azza wa Jal is showing the miraculous birth of Isa, how he was born without a son, not like the lies of those people who lie and say that she had actually not been totally virtuous. And that is not right at all. Maryam was a virgin birth, and she gave a virgin birth of Isa and Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Jazakumullah khair. We've run out of time, inshallah ta'ala, for today. Inshallah, we're going to stop here. It's a short tafsir. Today it's only about half an hour or so. Inshallah, when we come back tomorrow, we will be in greater details about Isa ibn Maryam. Jazakumullah khair. Please tell everyone about this tafsir, and inshallah ta'ala you're benefiting and enjoying and learning at the same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.